Okay, so we're holding on the run. It says Vavav Min Aleph. Second line from the bottom. So the question over here is in a case of Madra and Mudr, where the Madra makes something Usra and the Mudr, and the Mudr partakes of the item. So who gets Malkus? The problem is, of course, Tarshish Lo Yachel Devaro, which the subject of that sentence, the pronoun of he should not be Mechel, his Dibur, is referring to one who made the Neder. So the Rambam says the one who made the Neder is the one who gets Malkus. Even though the one who ate it was the Mudr, the Madr gets Malkus. The Rambam says that's not true. The Madr doesn't get Malkus. Because the Mordechai says later on, it's not usur in him, how could it be that he gets Malkus? The Mordechai says in regards to Me'ilah, which should be the same argument in regards to Malkus. And he says, but the Mudr does get Malkus, but Lo Yachel Devaro is not going to be going on. The Mudr can't be Mechel, the Dibur of the Madir, but the Mudr can't be Mechel, the Dibur of the Madir. Mirai Ladabur. Mirmina Perak Yotzi Teifet, the Gemara Nidab. So there's a case where a katan has the ability of generating iser and generating balyachel. So shvua and neder, these are the only places where we have that there's a dinim given to a person under the age of bar mitzvah. Boy from the age of 12 and a girl from the age of 11, if they make a neder, if they make a shua, it takes effect. It takes effect that the generates iser. They are not chayiv if they transgress it because they're only a katan. In regards to generating the neder or the iser, they have the power to do that. Farshasim l'iser b'yachol. So it's not two things, l'iser u'la b'yachol, but it means iser b'yachol kamar. What was the case that the katan made it kaddish, and somebody else ate it? So the other person who ate it gets malchus because of bal yachal. The Mora says it means the katan was the one who made the netter. And somebody else is getting Malkus for Bayachel. Alma Mudr Loika Algav Loy Omer Midi. The Mudr didn't say anything. He shouldn't make his deeper. He didn't have a deeper. We see that doesn't bother us. So we hear when the husband makes her usur on him, so when she benefits, she gets Malkus. Even though the husband made the netter. Okay, so the Morris says, the case was, where we allow, the Tanai was from now to Pesach, and Isser Halicha is till Sukkos. And we allow her to be benefit from the husband, be misanah from the husband, and now she has an Isser Halicha. I said that wrong. The Isser is the benefit, and the Tanai is the Halicha till Sukkos. So we allow her the benefit, and she'll be careful with the Tanai. Says the Kasha of Rehuda Murad. Versus another case was the Ishani. Kikatani, the Ishani, if she did, her raise of Bayachador. So what's the Kiddush of the Mishnah? She tizar mi lohanis karma pesach, kneshim telach her pesach l'tovah l'day Bayachol. So we're saying it like the Ran said before, that we're the that Bayachol d'boroi, which means don't you dare do this, because if you will, you'll end up being a Bayachol, because that's what's going to happen. If you do benefits, since people are not careful in the Tanai, you can end up with Bayachal. So we don't want you to be misana because we're worried about the Bayachal Devorah. Okay. Zot Gemara, we're holding on test of Abba Mabez, second line. Now, the Mishnah says a flip case to the case before. Sanan shot in the Hennessy out of Chag, im telki the base of Ich out of Pesach. See, here the Isser extends till the Chag, and the Tanai is till Pesach. Hog lifnei Pesach, Serba Hanosoi out of Chag. If she went lifnei Pesach, she was over the Tanai, Samela, the Isser kicks in until Sukkot. So there's no problem with her going to Beis Avich after Pesach. Fine. Now, but the Mishnah says, Hocha Suru Loi Hocha Loi. That she's only usher that she's only usher if she did go, but she didn't go. That if she didn't go, she's not usher. Now, one second. So she's any given day she's a mutter to have a law from him only if she went. Well, we have from whenever we made the nether until Pesach, how can we allow any day of benefiting? Because maybe she will go still before Pesach, and if she goes before Pesach, she'll be also retroactively. So but we say we don't worry about that. That once she was mishana, she'll be careful not to go. So you see that she's going to be careful on the tonight. So that's a kasha on Rabbi Amarav. Amarav, who had the nafilah halka as a surah? No, that even if she didn't go, she can't. We don't let her have hanoah. Because she might still go before Pesach, and then retroactively she'd be also b'hanoah, like Yehuda Merab. So why did the Mishnah discuss the case of Holcha Asura? Holcha is Asura b'leika, Holcha Asura b'alma. Okay. Meisvei. Tesefta says, Kikir zu alai hayoim. So the Isser is today and the Tanai is tomorrow. Ochel Harezim Abal Yelech, if he did eat it, so he has an Isser to go. Now according to Rav, we should not allow that he should eat it, because once he eats it, we're afraid he's not going to keep the Tanai. So the verse is back. You're right. The miktari oichel, ochel k'tani. It doesn't say that you're allowed to eat it. It says if you did eat it, that creates a balyelich on the tonight. The chi ochel a raise of a balyelich. Okay. Now the brayse continues and says holach. The Sefer says, so if he ate in the first day, then he went to the second day. So retroactively, he has a problem. So according to Rav Nachman, that's a true statement. We allow him to eat on the first day, and they have to be, he's mechuyav to be careful on the second day. So we cannot say he can go on the second day. According to Rav Nachman, that we do not allow him to eat on the first day, so there's no reason why he can't go on the second day. So it says, holach reisa bal yachal devoroi. That's assuming that he ate on the first day. That's why when he goes on the second day, there's going to be Valyachel. But according to Hirum Rab, we would not allow him to eat on the first day, and therefore he can go on the second day. So Mahalach Loi, the Brisa doesn't say that. According to Hirum Rab, he should have said Mahalach, let him go on the second day. Mekash Rabbi Yehuda. Amalach Rabbi Yehuda, who had this name Mahalach, he could have said Mahalach as well. Because we're not going to allow him to eat the kikar on the first day. And therefore, there's no reason why he can't go on the second day. But Adi the Ketani Reisha Ochel, then the Reisha, according to him, we don't say Ochel, we say Ochel. Over there, the Misti lay Ochel, you can't say Ochel in the Reisha. So we say in the Losh of the Bidiyevin, Shatoni Seif Ochelach. Okay. Zotaran. The Torah says, "Lachakar Pesach." The Chashin and Shema loy sizker sheovra al tanoa. Karam a Pesach. V'imatirin lo ledach asheli tanuye. She went before the Pesach, so that generates an Isser Hanoah till the Sukkos. Going afterwards is nothing. Well, maybe we should say that we should ask her going afterwards as a way to remind her that she has an Isser Hanoah. By being bound not to go, that'll be a reminder that she has an Isser Hanoah, because she had been over the Tanai and she had generated Isser Hanoah. So maybe not allowing to go, that'll be a reminder. So we don't say that. So we don't say that. So that's the chiddush of that line. Okay. So Noor brought a price of it said Ochel Reis of Bayachel. How does the diet that the high ochel is ochel? So the more in the high minute took out that ochel means you're allowed to eat. Why do we assume that? Mishumatana kulu isuri katani. It's saying what you're supposed to do. Ochel arehu babal yelech. Holach arehu babal yachel demore. If he ate, he has an answer to go. If he went, he has bayachel. Vim isra. So if you're telling me that he may not eat like Rav Yehuda Rav, so Isura Nami Harul Misni, it should have said that as well. Sana says if you do X, you can't do Y. If you do Y, you have a problem with Z. So it should have said, and you have a problem with A. That the Hirei Huba Bal Yachel. It should say Hirei Bal Yachel, Ochel Hirei Bal Yelech, Holach Hirei Bal Yachel. That's what it should have said. So, it didn't say Hirei Huba Bal Yachel. You can't eat. So, Vaisachos, Ochel means Ochel. For Kina, no, Mikhtani Ochel, Ochel Khtani. Karma, Mikhim, the Ochel Khtani. The Mash, the Ebed. So the language is Lashon B'Di'evet. So therefore it tells me, Hashem L'Chadchila Loi Motzi Ochel. So we said the Isser already. In that sense. Mashin and Sulan the more continued and asked, Eima Seifa, Holach Re'el Baba Yochel Devorah. If he went, he has an Isser Baba Yochel. Mahalach Mikatoni, it doesn't say Mahalach, Klamer, Im Isser the Rabbi Yehuda. If Yehuda is right, that we don't allow him to eat. So how is the mahalach? That he can go. There's no problem about yachal because we didn't allow him to eat. It's not according to this version. It can't be going back on the ratio, which is the case of ochal b'riyevid. So with ochal b'riyevid, you can't say mahalach. So it's saying no, but we should say it as a new case and say, okay, if it was ochal b'riyevid, and end of thought. The Iker scenario, we made that tonight. So what happens? We let him go on the second day. Why? Because he didn't eat the first day. That's what it should have said. The mistama hachi hu. That the average case. That's what happens. We don't allow him to eat on the first day. And therefore, so he can go on the second day. How can you just say like this close like a statement? Any case of halach generates by yachel? No, kim shein lelech will be a malif. So then it's not by yachel on the second day. Who didn't list him a halach? He could have said that. It has to say the lashon of a b'riyevit. If you wanted to say an independent case, it could have said that. But it didn't do that. Since the ratio has to say a case of ochal, well, once that's true, the ratio is a case of ochal, it wouldn't say that phrase. That's what I would have understood, which that's not true. And Rahman Fashina Lola Kula Braisa Hochi. The Zimin Ochal Reva Bal Yelik. There's cases of Ochal which may not go. Klemer Kish Ochal Bemazin. Oh, one second. So how would I understand the Braisa? How would I understand that's the case? It's all one case. That's what I would have made a mistake and I would have said. That the ratio is Ochal and the Sefer says Mahalach. That's what Yehuda is saying. I couldn't say that. I would have made a mistake and thought that it's all one case. And even in a scenario of Ochal, it's still possible Mahalach. How is that possible? If it's Ochal B'Yamishan, which is the Isser, how could it go on the second day and be over the Sinai and retroactively create an Isser? How could it be? I'll give you a case. I would have thought the following true halacha is true. The Zimin Ochal Reva Bayelech, there are cases of Ochal which he may not go on the second day. What is that? Klarmer Kishachal B'Mezit. When he ate, being aware, the Hano Shazachar Shaiser Haalicha Toli Bachilasa. When he ate, he remembered the Tanai. So when he ate and he remembered the Tanai, so he generates an Isser on the Tanai. The Sechila was done, tripping or setting in place the Tanai. Vizim and Avagav the Ochel Bebrishin Mahalach Besheni. And I would have thought. But there are cases where even if he ate on the first day, he can still go on the second day. How is that possible? He ate b'shogeg. What does it mean b'shogeg? B'shogeg means klamer. Shlohayuzocher b'sho sho'ochel. Shisra alicha tali b'achilosa. At the time that he ate, he did not remember the connection between the two of them. B'chayagavna mahalach b'yom sheni. And in that case, an ekonomi, the halacha is, if when he ate, he didn't remember that this is generating any type of tanai. So that achila is not an achila which generates an isu tanai. Shemukh b'shmaita the becharis perak shuas time basra. That which you have from the Gemara. Now the Kager changes the case of kikris. This case of the kikris. In Shavuos, that the same way when a person makes a shua, the person has to have his wits about him. There's a tanai of adam b'shua, and the case was called shuas shkagas. A person is not really fully thinking of the implications of what they're saying. It doesn't generate a shua. So who at then when the person does the act which will generate the tanai, there has to be a level of awareness. So that's what I would have thought the point of the price is. So Rebbe said we don't want to say that. Why? Mishum the Tana lav b'hai dina osik. But that's not the point that Tana wants to bring out. Tony safa holach. Tony safa holach. Which Sefer said mahalach. I would have thought that's the point of the Tana to discuss that issue. Therefore, it says lashon of holach. Zenirali. This is how I understand the Gemara. Mazuhi agirsa nechayna upirusha. This is the right girsa. This is the right pshat. Mikanu sachrina. There are other girsas in the Gemara. Umishum the loydaika. They don't really fit so nicely. Loychashay kaisla. I did not feel the need to explain write them and the perusha and explain them. Mechitema. Keep the holoch the sefer a resha koi. So the way you're learning right now, where we're learning right now, the case of the sefer is going back on the resha and saying in the case where he was ochel by yom rishon. So then when he goes on the yom sheni, there's bayachel. So lomel the mitzvah raised by bayachel pshita. Obviously, in the case where he was holoch by yom rishon, that's going to generate. Ochel v'yom rishon is going to, and he goes v'yom sheni. Retroactively, he has bayachel. Yeshamer so limina kina kivin idon the ochel loy over ki halach nami loy lechel le bayachel amafreya kamash mula. No, the chiddush is that bayachel can be chal retroactively. Maybe. The concept of the bayachal devorah only makes sense if b'shal the person being over the iser, he's being bayachal. But over here where that's not true yet, I would think it's not called bayachal. Kamash mulad is called bayachal. And yalacha kamel trip Yehuda, minamina liyel murder Yehuda the bar mekana mina b'shina the mocher mishglina tzurina the libei shaminoa ilzakubasei. The Gemara goes through clarifying exactly what the shittas of Yehuda is. So that indicates that the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda. Okay. Let's see the Gemara. We'll leave the round for tomorrow. Bar Melisha, Reikar Shani Misham Sheikh, Hooray Hu Babal Yachal Devar. If a person makes this Isser, that he won't be Mishamish Tashmish with his wife, so it's Chal. The more about Mishtabed law Midaraisim. That he is a key of the Raisim. The Ksiv Sherok, Susan Bonus, Yoloi Grah. More answers. Barmer Hanos Tashmishaych Olai. So he doesn't answer himself on his wife, but rather he answers his wife on himself. So he can't have an law from her Tashmish, and he can't do the mitzvah. So if she says she's asking herself on him, we force her. The Shabuni Mishabed this law lay, she's Mishabed to him. That's effective. Now that she made the item Osir, she can't have the halo. So the same thing vis-a-vis the man, vis-a-vis the wife. Okay, we'll leave the room for tomorrow.